Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I was watching a British baking show the other day, and they kept referring to putting something in the oven to grill. And hold on, I thought, what are they talking about? Then the penny dropped. I realized it was one of those, the Brits call it this and the Yanks call it that type of thing. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I believe what they were referring to was what we call broiling.
Yes, that's true. Even in the restaurant world, that piece of equipment that provides heat from the top is actually called a grill. You buy it. It has a nickname that we refer to it as a salamander. And that name actually is derived from the old days when it was actually a piece of metal on legs with a big flat head on top that looked like a salamander that you heat the head over the fire and then move it over to the cooking surface to generate heat from the top down.
What I didn't realize is that when you're broiling, it has nothing to do with flame. All of the heat is coming in the form of invisible electromagnetic infrared waves. It's heat that is in the form of light.
Yeah, it's IR waves for sure. Just to the left of the red spectrum in the Roy G. Biv world. But yeah, and so if you put a piece of aluminum foil over something and you try to broil it, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why we often and just to be clear, it's used. So when you bake something, that's the bottom element of the oven. When you roast something, if your oven has a roast setting, it's the top and the bottom. And if you broil, it's just the top. So that's why often when you're roasting something, you'll cover it with foil till the end to move the foil out and let the top burner brown it nicely.
Right. Some people refer to broiling as upside down grilling, which I think is very much to the point. I think a lot of people don't use their broiler. And so let's just have a real quick primer on it. There's two basic things you're going to do. You're going to cook your food, or you're going to finish it and get a nice golden brown on the top of it.
Yeah.
The one variable that you have to play with, and by the way, a lot of them say high broil, low broil. Forget about low broil. It's always high broil. Otherwise, you're just baking.
Yeah.
But the one variable you can play with is the distance between your food and the element or wherever the heat source is. And I would think, Jerry, correct me if I'm wrong, that the tougher type of things, more durable proteins like meat or poultry can tolerate being fairly close to the broiler. But more delicate items like fish or crab cake, you probably need to back off.
Yeah. A lot of it has to do with what's like the sugar content and the protein content of what you're trying to caramelize. Because you can imagine if you've got barbecue sauce on, say, chicken, and you're trying to get that brown on the crust, that sugar is going to kind of caramelize and then burn pretty fast. So you're going to want to back off depending on what's going under there for sure. And a lot of ovens make you leave the door open when you're grilling so that the element continues to heat rather than turn off at a specific temperature. That's something I don't think people realize, and they put it in and the element keeps going off and nothing ever happens.
Yeah. Another benefit of keeping the door open is you can keep your eye on the food because it can go from golden brown to charcoal black in just a couple seconds.
Well, yeah, that's because you're cooking with light, and what happens with darker colors, it absorbs light faster. So if you start out with something white, it takes a while to get to brown, but once it gets to brown, it starts to really absorb the light. Once it gets to black, forget it. It's pulling in every ray it can get.
Well, we're going to put more broiling tips on the website so you can become familiar with this great technique. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.